ABC Radio Australia.
Papua New Guinea's new ministers will get down to business today after they were announced on Friday afternoon before the long weekend for the Queen's birthday. And there was widespread surprise when the new Prime Minister, James Marape, named a longtime critic of international gas projects as his petroleum minister. Kerengua Kua was one of actually two opposition members who've made it into Mr. Marape's cabinet, and he spoke with the ABC's Tok Pisin service shortly after the announcement. Here's a little of what he had to say.
It's a very, very important industry. It's the single biggest financial contributor. So, suppose you're looking for this way.
What he's saying is that petroleum is an important sector for Papua New Guinea. It's the country's one of the country's largest income earners. And he said that it, of course, is up to the Prime Minister to decide who his ministers are. So, Kerengua Kua says the fact that he was chosen is an honour for him, and that now on the top of his agenda will be an open invitation to investors. He says they need to look at how they can work together to better increase the benefits from oil and gas projects, not just for the national government, but also the provincial government and also general everyday citizens.
How about you work together so that you can increase in this entitlements and benefits by flow on the government, provincial governments, local communities, generally all people of Papua New Guinea.
It's a little bit of what Kerengua Kua had to say. He is, of course, the new PNG Petroleum Minister who came from the opposition and, in fact, didn't even vote for James Marape in that recent vote for Prime Minister in Parliament. And the other surprise MP to become a minister was Brian Kramer. He's the outspoken anti-corruption campaigner who's also a lawyer, and he is now PNG's new police minister.
As police minister, me by Lulu Blohau, by you me helping Lilik Manmeri. You mean I can talk to
people. All right, so what he's saying there is, as police minister, he's going to look at how he can help the little everyday people stay safe. But he also wants to continue on his anti-corruption agenda, he says. And his message to police is that they must follow up with those who break the law and then allow the courts to continue with the process. Now, he also mentions there that he wants to put to a stop police being used as private security for members of parliament, and he says a very clear message that that is now going to stop. That's PNG's new police minister, Brian Kramer, there, who also didn't actually vote for James Marape in that vote in Parliament a few weeks back. In fact, he actually abstained and wasn't inside the Parliament House. For more on the appointments of Brian Kramer and Kerengua Kua, and also what's likely to be ahead for them and other ministers, I spoke with Dr. Joseph Ketan, who's a PNG politics expert.
I was surprised as much as you were. I didn't think he would go that far to get people on from the other side of the house, or for people who did not vote for him. Yeah, so that's certainly very interesting to me.
Do you think he can be guaranteed their support when he needs it, given they come from the opposite side of the house?
I think he does. He's not too worried about support at this stage. I don't think we will be looking at another motion of no confidence soon. He surely will need their support during the budget session. He's worried about policy at this point in time, and he's worried about the implementation of policy. And he knows where the problems are, and I think he's willing to address the problems. That's a good indication of in which direction he's headed. And I think he's sent a very strong signal to the nation and to the world that he's serious about addressing some of those challenges that have been there for a very, very long time.
And I guess I meant in terms of support, indeed, for the policy change, the policy agenda that he does want to drive. He has talked a lot about reform, obviously, particularly in the oil and gas, the resource sector, although in his State of the Nation address last week, when he revealed a little bit more about that, he was talking about several years down the track. So perhaps do you think he's not going to be so reformist as he originally perhaps appeared to, and what many people in Papua New Guinea had been hoping that he would be?
I don't think you would see drastic changes in terms of policy direction, because you've got basically the same government in place, except a different prime minister, with the addition of Kramer and Kerengua Kua. However, having said that, you certainly would be realistic in thinking that he will not be protecting anyone who's been tainted in the previous government or previous other government.
On the issue of Brian Kramer and also Kerengua Kua, any of these new ministers who are vowing to clean up the system, essentially, particularly Brian Cramer as the new police minister, of course. Do you think it will be as easy as he says to simply come in, clean it up? Do you, one, think he will bring in a new police commissioner? But do you think that these ministers, these new ministers, will find that actually it's a lot more difficult to make that change happen when the public sector, perhaps, the way that the ministries are formed, might make it more difficult for them?
I don't think it will be that easy for Brian Cramer or for any other minister who's thinking of reforming the system. Because we've got people there, we've got the system so ingrained. It's a culturally entrenched problem that we're facing in this country. It won't take a magic bullet to fix it overnight. But I think the appointment of Cramer is a strong message to people who are thinking about corrupting the system and thinking about stealing from the state coffers, that they would think again, because you do have a very tough talking and tough leader there, minister there at the moment.
It's Dr. Joseph Ketan. He is a PNG politics expert with some of his thoughts on the recent minister appointments in PNG.